I'm glad that you made that mistake.
I'm glad we're only about 5 minutes in. I forgot to press record, guys. It finally happened. Thank God I'm not doing a podcast with Mel Robbins.
We won't go back over old ground, girls, because it wasn't even that great. But suffice to say, there was plenty of chat in there.
Okay, hit it, Claire.
Let's see if I can do it second time round. All right, then. Welcome to Soul Sisters with me, Claire Solon.
And me, Georgie Crawford.
This is the podcast that guarantees plenty of aha moments and lovely wide smiles, but thanks to our favourite toothpaste, Colgate Max White Ultra. We love partnering with them because we've seen the results and it really does whiten your teeth in just 3 days. Colgate Max White Ultra can be found in Dunnes, Tesco, Super Value and pharmacies nationwide.
So all of this season, we've been asking you to get in touch with your Colgate Max White Ultra reviews. And I have a different type of review for you this week, Claire. So I was at the VIP Style Awards on Friday. Obviously on the podcast, over the last while, I've been talking about prepping for the VIPs, getting my Colgate Max White Ultra. And a celeb came up to me on Friday, a telly celeb, and said that they heard the podcast. She went out into Tesco, got her Colgate Max White Ultra, and that was part of her preparation for the VIPs. And I have to say, she was absolutely glowing.
Influencing not just Soul Sisters, but celebs as well.
Yeah, so make sure you keep those reviews coming into us, Soul Sisters. We love to read them, and we'll read yours out on the pod.
Well, go on then. You told me, you mentioned the VIP Style Awards there in the intro. Tell me, I have been trawling the fashion on the Instagram.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Did anyone stand out to you?
Well, is it Lynn Kelly in her Miu Miu?
Yes.
And Holly Carpenter?
Mm?
Like something off them out of the Met Gala?
Yes, Holly Carpenter was amazing.
Amazing. And actually, I thought your little vid of you and Audrey dancing was as cute as a button. The two. How long are you guys friends?
20 years.
Whoa. That was really sweet.
Yeah. So loads of people think that me and Audrey have been friends all our lives, but we actually met each other in college, in journalism college.
Did you? I didn't know that. That was her path as well.
Yeah, she was the girl. She copied all my homework for 4 years, basically.
And got away with it, crucially, and got away with it.
We were known as Augie in college, which is Audrey and Georgie mixed together. We literally thought we were the like Olsen twins. The Olsen twins without the cash. But yeah, so I got to go out with Audrey. I had a great night. There was loads of amazing people there. Tracy Clifford, Claire McKenna, Bianca, obviously, who's the editor at large at VIP, and she runs the whole show. It was absolutely incredible.
Can I ask a question about it? So what do you do? Do the salons in Dublin just like be hopping for the day with people just getting their makeup done and hair done and the whole thing, or what's going on?
So not only do VIP put on this incredible production of the award show, you know, the red carpet, getting all of those people through the red carpet, getting their photo taken, they take over the Intercontinental and they turn it into basically a glam suite during the day. So they have all the nominees coming in, getting their hair and makeup done, nails, tan, you name it. Not only do they do that all day, then they put on the award show at night. So it's overwhelming as a person who's just nominated and going to get your makeup done and going to walk the red carpet. So I can't imagine, there's such a small team. It's like Bianca, Michelle, Patrick, Tara, and they just absolutely nail it each and every year.
That is really amazing.
Oh, it's fab. And it's the best night of the year. Everyone says it. And it's so great. I was sitting with Courtney Smith, who was obviously such an incredible guest on The Good Glow, sitting with Audrey. We belly laughed all night long. But you know what? Loads of people have come up to me over the last while and they've said like this season of Soul Sisters has really spoken to them. They just like, there's just something different about it. And obviously we're dropping into the deep and meaningfuls on Soul Sisters this season. So what I wanted to bring to you this week, Claire, and hopefully you can help me figure it out, is I went in to get my makeup done on Friday. And I remember sitting there and there was so much buzz and action all around me. And I'd felt a little bit like this for the previous few weeks in the lead up to it as well. But I just felt a feeling of numbness, like not overly happy and not in any way overly sad. Just felt nothing. And I feel like I know what the solution is. Like, it's so obvious and I know what you're going to say. It's to go in. It's self-care. It's time with yourself. But I said it to someone on Friday. We were having a deep and meaningful and they said, I feel numb too.
You see, epidemic of burnout. Particularly, I think, for people like you and people who would be at the VIP Style Awards, because they are likely to be, you know, have some sort of profile, have a job that involves maybe shooting video or being on camera a lot, and that's taking pictures and stuff. That in itself, right? If I was just thinking about this the other day, about the generations that have gone before us, like think about our parents' generation. You'd see a camera once a year. And that might be at someone's wedding, you know? Now it's literally like you are kind of constantly checking yourself. How do I look? Or moreover, how, you know, what is wrong with me? So that's going on for people. And you do get to a threshold with that where you're just like, I can't. You know, and so then what happens is the levels of distraction pour in. So what makes you feel good? You know, you just throw on Netflix or you scroll mindlessly, or, you know, you eat your feelings or you drink your feelings. All of which, by the way, I have done. And I bought a Tony Chocolonely, you know, those big bars of chocolate the other day. And I was like, I'm just going to have
Tony Chocolonely.
Have you ever seen? Oh, maybe it's just a UK thing. Jeez, me and my UK mentions. Big bar of the thick bar of chocolate, like family size. And I was like, I'm just going to have a swear. The whole thing gone. And I thought, now that's interesting, Claire Solon, because you only do that when you're in a similar situation to what you're talking about, where you just feel like you need a hug, but you haven't got anyone to give you one.
It's weird because I would have thought that you would never feel numb because you're feeling the feels all the time, I would have thought.
I do feel the feels, but a lot of the time, in a situation where I'm in at the moment where there's a lot of change going on, I have the willies, like a lot, you know, about what I'm doing, like getting to know Zoe Ball, producing Zoe Ball, making sure Radio 2 are okay with what I'm doing, you know, getting to know how a live radio show goes, like...
You know, I love that you use that phrase, I have the willies. Like, did we replace that with the fear, didn't we? Like, we don't say the willies anymore.
Well, I hate saying the fear because the fear feels so full of doom to me. Mm-hmm.
Whereas, so the willies is just like the heebie-jeebies.
Heebie-jeebies, exactly. Okay. And that's what you were talking about there. You will go to numb or you will go to distraction to get yourself away from what feels like anxiety or overwhelm. But I think to go back to burnout for a moment, you have to say, like, I did see something written lately where people were like, the likelihood is if you're not careful, you can hit burnout twice a year.
Really?
And what you need to think about in terms of burnout is getting there, you will fast forward a career into it. But what you forget is how much energy it takes your body, mind and soul to come back from it. And you've hit the nail on the head now in terms of what you need to do. And the phrase you always use is pull the curtains.
Do you know what I think I need to do is like write down what I need to do, because every day I wake up and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have my AG1, my SimProof. I'm going to sit outside for 10 minutes. I'm going to get an early night. And then another day is kind of past where I haven't done any of the things that I know make me feel good. But I think if I wrote it down and stuck it on the fridge, mm-hmm. and literally like I need to do that stuff. Like I need to go so back to the start of my self-care journey, like what I did at the start. I think numbness, it keeps you in your head and not in your heart and soul.
Yes.
So like I'm doing all the heady things, like surviving the day. you know, and I am happier than I've ever been in my life, but it's like I can't access the euphoria of like this.
The reason I inhaled sharply there was I have been checking in with myself lately on what makes me feel euphoric. Because a bit like you at 44, well, you know, a bit like you, I'm feeling the way you are, but I think it's probably perimenopausal related. But what is the little bits of euphoria I feel? So I came out of that Inferno Hot Pilates class earlier on, hadn't done it for weeks. Oh, huge euphoria. Got on a Lime bike. I know I go on about renting bikes and it's ridiculous, but boy, oh boy, does that 25 minutes feel like freedom. There was wind in my hair and pollen in my eyes, lads, as I was speeding home earlier on, but I still was there. And I was like a kid, like a teenager, one hand down by my side, one hand on the handlebar. And I was just meandering through, you know, the estates that are close by me to get home. No rush, nothing to think about, just taking in the world. So if you can put yourself in places like that, where you can be your playful self, your young self, your inner child gets a chance to like poke her head out and have some fun.
That's exactly what I need to do.
So where to first then?
Where to? To the sea. To the sea we go. For a head dip. I know the answers. I know the answers. It's about allowing myself to follow through. Something amazing happened this week. I got the skip.
Oh, congratulations. Forget the VIP Style Awards. You're in your 40s and you got a skip. Congratulations.
That's why I was like, I can't drink too much. I have a skip to fill. And I don't want to drink myself into a position where I want to get into the skip myself.
Exactly. So step one of this transformation moment for you is actually the skip. So what has gone into the skip?
Oh, what hasn't gone into the skip? That skip is full. So Tally got up at 6 o'clock this morning. It's Sunday. So we were making piles of shit for the skip at 8 a.m.
Wow.
So we have a playroom that's kind of a converted garage. Like, it's this awful room on the side of our house. My mum's always like, I just knocked that room down. She loves to drop a little subtle hint. But
so funny.
So it's a big room and it's just constantly getting filled up with little bits of Lego, little bits of plastic. We have like boxes and boxes in here, like, you know, wicker boxes and baskets that are just full of crap. So I skedaddled off to the utility room and the nice presses in the house, and I just left him in here with PF for 5 hours. And I came in at one stage and I started kind of laughing. You know the way, if you don't laugh, you'll cry?
Yes.
Because there was just so much stuff everywhere. And I said to Jamie, like, how are you getting on? I was like, this is hell, isn't it? And he's like, this is the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
Oh, Jay.
But like, I'm looking around the room now and it's just so much clearer. Oh, I'm so excited.
That's great.
How was your week?
So I went to the podcast show, which was on in London, and it was quite an important event for me because I'm now freelance for the first time in my career. So I need to present myself to potential employers, you know, press the flesh. And actually, do you know, like, that is something that I really enjoy doing. So I got myself the platinum ticket, which gave me access to a VIP networking dinner on the Tuesday evening, which I went along to. A little bit scared going along to it myself because I wasn't sure if I was going to go along and meet a load of execs who, you know, it's hard, sometimes hard to have a conversation with suits, a load of them. I was like, is that going to be the case? But actually who I met was, and this, okay, so this is my takeaway. Soul Sisters. sometimes, and we know this, life in the comfort zone does not challenge us and does not invite us to grow. So I went to this dinner and I hoped that some of my contemporaries would be there. Not a single person I knew.
Ooh.
And I met Americans.
Mm.
Americans who had come over. One guy, Seth, had come over from Colorado and he has a podcast company over in the States. He sat beside me and we had the crack. He has an Irish guy working for him who's actually based in Barcelona. So a lot of his team is remote. But like such an entertaining evening. And I got chatting to a few other people, took a picture of their business cards. So I had them, introduced myself and walked away feeling great. And here's the mantra. Here's the pledge I made to myself. I said, I'm going into this event in the design center in Islington. And I know that it's going to be full of hundreds, like thousands of people, many of whom could potentially be very important for me. What I'm not going to do is try and control the situation. So I'm not going to give myself stick and be like, you know, hopping from pillar to post, trying to meet people. And there's such and such. I haven't met him. Oh my, that's that woman who works with. I am going to let destiny lead the way. And remarkably, destiny did exactly what she needed to do for me. On three occasions over the 2.5 days, if you include that dinner, three people kept being presented to me. So the night of the dinner, there was a guy who is originally a Brit who used to work for the BBC, then moved to the US to work for CNN, talking to him about Donny.
Ah, Donny.
Good old Donny. And he works over there in a production company and he lives in New Jersey. When I tell you, I met that guy on the Tuesday night. Thursday morning, I was at the BBC for a meeting, bumped into him. Thursday evening at the show, I was at a drinks event. There he was again. I walked out of the show with some of my gang and we were going for dinner. And I realised that I'd forgotten my coat. I went back in to get my coat.
And he was wearing it.
And the guy was wearing it. And Seth, the American dude who I'd been sitting beside at the dinner, was coming out with his gang and the Irish guy from Barcelona who he introduced me to. Finally, one lady who I really admire in the podcast industry, who I would have loved to speak to, but I could feel this event was huge. Like you could see it was an assault on the senses for people. People were so tired of listening and talking for the whole time. And I saw her edging towards the door and I thought, you know what? I'm just going to leave her to it. Mm. What's meant to be is meant to be. I go to the bathroom and I make my way out of the design center. Who's standing on the curb? This lady. And she says to me, Dish. Oh, my God. I saw Natalie Portman was on Dish. And I said, yeah, oh, my God. Huge. Like the biggest deal ever. I said, but actually, I'm not working on Dish anymore. And she was like, oh, well. Oh, Dish. Sure, who even listens to Dish anyway? We had a bit of a laugh and we walked to the train station together. And the last thing I said to her was, yeah, look, something about being freelance. And she was like, listen, it's great to know you're freelance. And she put her little finger to her temple and she walked off. So my illustration there is, folks, trust that the right people will come into your life at the right time, but you have to make way for the magic. So flow, put yourself in the way of opportunity and watch destiny take you there.
And you know, as you were telling that story, there was a purple light shining on you. So I Googled it and it says it means you are in a clear and high vibration energy.
Do you remember we had a purple one? Was it last season or the season before?
It's mad, isn't it?
Saint Germain is back.
Saint Germain. Why would what was that again?
That's the purple. That's the purple color.
Oh, yeah. Saint Germain. Do you see Brooklyn Beckham's post this morning?
No.
So he put up a video of him and his wife, Nicola?
Nicola Peltz.
Nicola Peltz. And they're riding a motorbike or whatever, and the caption is, he was like, "I love you, I choose you every time."
Oh dear, I'd say VB's having a nightmare.
I know. Is everyone talking about it in the UK?
I mean, it's not like everybody is kind of going, wow, like it's the sort of the first time that Bran Beckham has had a real stain on its copybook.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they've always been so tight. Like poor old Brooklyn. See, I think Brooklyn's been through it because he is, you know, and I actually don't like this whole Nepo baby nonsense, because if you ask any person, right, if your ma or your da could have given you a leg up doing anything, you would have taken it. And it's just casting aspersions on people who can't help their circumstances. So come on, the Nepos. But poor old Brooklyn has been like a photographer, a chef, you know, whatever else he's been. And he's taken a lot of flack for it. So I think he's gone to the States and he probably feels really safe, I suppose, over there with Nicola. Now, I also think it's like a classic trope that the media set up. Oh, the woman, she's stolen him away from his family. You know? And it's like, what can we do now? No, everyone's bored of the Meghan and Harry bullshit. So, let's attack the Beckhams. Well, like, what do you think?
It's one of those things that I think the press are actually making it worse.
Completely.
Like the press are stirring it up, aren't they? The same way they did with Harry and Meghan. They just made everything worse. And I think that if all families have their disagreements and they're falling out, like siblings or, you know, with your parents, whatever it may be. And I just think, imagine if you had the world looking in and stirring up trouble on top of already how difficult that is.
Yeah.
I have difficult conversations with my brothers all the time, Sam and Mick. You know, we're like an Italian family. We're really, you can't shut us up when we're together. It's like so loud because we're all trying to be heard all the time.
Well, here's a good question for you now, because I don't have my own experience to draw on here. What's it been like with all of the plus ones, the partners coming in?
So the thing about our plus ones and what we have been so, first of all, all of our plus ones are amazing and we love them and we've been so lucky. So Mick's wife, Kira, Jamie, and then we've got Sophie, Sam's fiance. So the thing that is, if me, Sam and Mick, or me, Sam or Mick, are speaking honestly and truthfully about, you know, you said this and that upset me or vice versa, we never bring in our partners into the argument ever. Like, it's just an unspoken rule between us all that the partners are never, ever brought into it or mentioned. And I think me and my brothers, we could kill each other and then make up and be completely back to normal as we have done 1,000 times over in our childhood, you know, when we've fallen out and then we love each other again. But I think if you bring in the partner, it's hard to forget those things.
Yes, yes.
So this with the Beckhams, it's not just Romeo and Brooklyn having an argument. It's involving the partners. And that's when I think it gets so messy.
Is that the other thing that's going on? Romeo's dating a girl that Brooklyn doesn't like or was with for 2 minutes.
Yeah, he dated her, you know, briefly. This is the issue.
But also there's been like, because Brooklyn is Pell's Beckham now, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took her name. So like there's been, stuff's been stirring in down billionaire's way for a while, you know? And I would just say, like, again, as you mentioned, the press. Do you know what's disappointed me about the other story that really disappointed me is the Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively. Like, I can't even enjoy a quick 5 minutes on the sidebar of shame anymore because I'm just dodging annoying headlines about Meghan, Brooklyn and Blake Lively. The Daily Mail are just absolutely... incinerating their reputations. No,
I know it's the Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds thing. I'm lost now. I'm done with this. I don't care anymore. It's gone so
sour,
deep.
It's so unhelpful. But again, I always think it's interesting to see where we've got to, because our external world is a mirror, a reflection of what's going on inside. So to go back to what you were talking about earlier on, if we were all to take a little bit more time to self-reflect and self-appraise and look in the mirror rather than judging those around us or in the public eye, things would settle. Like we'd be happier. We would. And the headlines, guess what? The press would have nothing to write about.
I know. And we need Taylor Swift to go back on tour. So we're just getting cute stories about who's at her gigs.
We do.
Huge thank you to Colgate for supporting Soul Sisters this season. Did you know Colgate Max White Ultra is the only brand that targets both surface stains and deep stains, making the technology in Ultra even more unique? It's backed by science and dental professionals as a product that actually works, and we can guarantee that, whitening your teeth in just 3 days. And the packaging is so beautiful. It's on display in my bathroom. I'm so excited, Claire, to hear your reason to smile this week.
Comes from the goat in my world, my OG soul sister, Eileen Solon. Text me and said, I've stocked up on my Colgate from Tesco, half price, good till Christmas. And what's great about that is, guess what time of year it is? Would you believe it's time to plan the Solon's trip to Wimbledon again?
Oh, I thought you were going to say the Solon's Christmas. I was like,
only you talk about Christmas in April, not me.
Yes. Okay. Don't cancel me. Okay. Is this going to be an annual thing now?
So I think this is an annual thing. I said to Mum, do you want to get, you know, the flight ready and come on over and the two of us can get our white teeth and take them to Wimbledon? And she is all like, she's game. She's so game. So the two of us are planning that trip in the first week of July.
Oh, that is amazing. It's so nice to have things in the diary to look forward to, isn't it?
Totally. Totally.
And I have to say, watching your Wimbledon trip last year brought me pure joy. So you better share it again.
I promise I will.
So thanks, Colgate, for helping us and our soul sisters, our mothers, our sisters and our brothers feel radiant, confident and empowered in those important life moments where we want to smile like we mean it.
Shall I tell you what I saved on Instagram this week?
Yes.
And it really feels like one of the most important pieces of journalism I've ever seen. But certainly this year, this is a really important video. So it's from Double Down News, Serve the People, Not the Power. And basically, it is all about exposing the lies, basically, that's being spread through the news media about NECAP. So it is, if you head to Double Down News, you will see it. It's actually there, the last video that's been posted on their grid. Have a look. It's low-key exposes who is really trying to destroy NECAP. So basically, this guy has done incredible research into British members of the Israeli army. And also Israeli charities in the UK, and who is behind the smear campaign on NECAP. So it's really worth a watch.
Wow. And it's such a like distraction. It's been created to take our eyes off the real story, which is absolutely shocking. And I'm so glad there's so many people calling it out. Like I saw Macklemore getting on board and... You know, like that must be scary for people with a big platform like that, you know, because I mean, look, they're being charged with terrorism offences now. It's so shocking. Now, speaking of Palestine, Audrey, I don't know if you saw, Audrey has, she has a painting called Love Dove, and she's raffling it off for Palestine charity, so people who are on the ground over there providing aid. And she has gotten to €22,000.
Wow.
Now, this is her original painting of Love Dove. Now, you want to see Audrey's originals in real life. Like, the paint is coming off the canvas. It is, they're just stunning. I actually have one of her originals in my bathroom. Nobody break into my house for it, please. But it is, she's at 22,600, and she has to keep the fundraiser up for 30 days. But head over to Audrey Hamilton Art, and if you donate even €5, you get put in the draw to win that original painting. And I swear to God, it is absolutely incredible. Did you see me cucumber rolls?
Yes, I saw your cucumber rolls. They look amazing.
I'm in Jamie's good books now, because I went out to the office with them all on a plate and a little thing of soy sauce, and he was like, oh, wow, he's so happy because he usually makes his own lunch. So yeah, they're gorgeous. They're over on my Instagram page. Go and check them out. So it's just like cucumber rolled with like rice and veg, and so yum.
Delish.
Would you find it now, living by yourself, an effort to make dinner every single night? Are you okay with that?
Now, let me tell you that, yes, yes, I really have to make an effort. Like I mentioned earlier on, you know, today was the first week in a while, but I did just consume a large family size bar of chocolate for dinner one day this week. I do have to make an effort. And you know what's interesting, actually, since leaving Dish, I've been like lamenting the time that I spent in the presence of a Michelin star chef and food and great recipes. And I've been going over to Dish recipes and picking out the ones, the kind of stars, and planning a little bit more. I think that's what I struggle with when I'm alone. It's planning your meals.
Yes. I love that, because I would, I need to go over to the Dish website and get some recipes for myself.
Yeah, definitely. Dish recipes, waitrose.com/dishrecipes.
What's your favourite?
Well, I think the one that took the world by storm, Waitrose were like, it has, you know, something like traffic is up 5,000% or something on this particular recipe. It was called Vadivan Chicken, and it was Nick Mohammed's recipe, or Nick Mohammed's episode. He's from Ted Lasso. And so that, I think, is back in summertime 2024. But basically, the Vadivan Chicken is like, it's chicken in a big Le Creuset casserole dish cooked with the rice and the juices. Outstanding.
Yeah, I love that when you get the rice in from the start.
Delicious. And actually, another episode which is worth listening if you haven't listened to, it's Billy Porter, but his chicken orzo recipe also amazing.
What are you going to have for dinner tonight?
And so tonight I have salmon en croûte.
Ooh.
Yeah, love a bit of salmon and pastry with some saucy sauce. My cat has not been very well. So I had to do a little bit of cleaning up after her. So I'll probably wait to eat dinner until a little bit later on, till the memories of the cleanup are far away.
So my go-to dinner in this week has been, and I'm going to have it again tonight, so fresh pasta, garlic chili, loads of salt and pepper, and then raw spinach from the fridge. Like, don't cook it, wash it, plonk it all on top, and then get really good quality extra virgin oil, pour it over the top, and then Parmesan cheese. And then you have your fresh spinach with your pasta. And then on the side, barbecued asparagus.
Delicious.
I know, it's so nice.
delicious. Actually, there's a Natalie, if you're into your, I know asparagus is in season at the moment, so if you want another recipe from Dish, Natalie Portman's, I know, is an asparagus recipe as well. Phenomenal.
What is it?
It's bulgur wheat with courgettes and cucumber and asparagus and chili and yum.
Do you know what I'd actually love, right? I'd love the Soul Sisters to send us what they're eating at the moment, like their favourite recipes. Inspire us.
That's a really good idea. Why don't we do that? And we can feature a few. You could even do like a Soul Sisters newsletter with some of the best recipes.
Yes, or I could make it. I could make one or two of them.
Bingo. There's a little that's a little series now for you for the Instagram.
Oh yeah, I'll just put that on, I'll add that onto my to-do list.
Yeah, that won't burn you out at all, will it? No, never leave the kitchen.
Jamie will be so happy. So what's your plan for the week?
So this week I am, what am I doing? Oh, I'm doing a little bit of socialising this week actually. I'm meeting a friend for dinner on Wednesday night and another friend for lunch on Tuesday. So I feel like last week was a busy week and this week I'm going to just really pace myself.
Nice. I have a Pippa O'Connor Poco Beauty event. She has a little summer party every year in the Shelburne, I think. Yes. So I'll be going in there. But it's Sunday now and I'm taking Monday and Tuesday off completely to write Mindful May, my new course, which is a 5-day course. And I'm writing this just as much for me as for the Soul Sisters. And this is about connecting to your inner self. If you're suffering from a bit of overwhelm, if you're looking for peace and you want to connect to the voice within, because I think we're so sometimes tied up and looking for the answers in other people or looking to our gurus that we forget that we can be our own guru and actually all the answers are within. So I'm going to create 10 minutes a day for people over 5 days to connect with themselves. I'm going to do it too. And hopefully by the time we record Soul Sisters next week, I'll be in a completely different place. So I'll leave the link in the show notes if you want to sign up and join us for that course starting tomorrow.
Fantastic.
An interesting story that I told recently, I did this gorgeous talk for Dermalogica. They had an event for their new cleanser and they asked me to come in and talk about manifesting. But I was telling the guys, and I'm only after thinking of this now because it was after Pippa O'Connor's summer event that this mad thing happened to me. So I was in work in 98FM and I'd gone on parental leave. Now, the reason I went on parental leave was to decide if I wanted to leave my job or not and make a go of the good glow. So I went away for 5 weeks and that was the time when I got the sign to quit my job. And I came home and I was really waiting to see if I got a contract for 25 corporate talks in 1 year, right? And I knew that if I got this contract, that I'd be able to quit my day job because that would, you know, financially secure me for the coming months. And I was on to Dave, who I work with, and I was like, any news on this? Any news on this? And he's like, no, 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 they're not getting back. You know, it may not happen. You just have to brace yourself. It may not happen. And I was like, okay. It really gave me the opportunity to really think about whether I wanted to quit my job or not. Because if I had of gotten that contract, it would have been so easy for me to quit my job, right? But I was so just feeling complete burnout, you know, back to feeling overwhelmed, that I knew that the right decision was to quit my job, whether or not I got this contract or not. So I went in, I quit my job at 12 o'clock. I went to Pippa O'Connor's summer party with Audrey. And afterwards, Audrey said, will we run into the Ivy for a quick drink before we go home? So we went in and she was like, cheers, you quit your job. And I was like, oh my God, what have I done? Like, this is crazy, feeling all the feels, overwhelm, you know, fear, self-doubt. But we cheersed anyway. And my phone just started going buzzing on the table. And it was Dave. And I picked up the phone and he was like, you got the contract. But I thought it was so interesting. 4 hours after I quit my job, I got that call. But I needed not to have that contract to quit, to know that really and truly that was the right decision for me deep down.
You had to choose yourself. You had to be okay with both outcomes. And as soon as that happens, boom. I love those stories. They are the best stories ever.
Yeah, it's mad the way it works out, isn't it? Mm. So if you have that gut feeling about something, you have to follow through with it, because everything will be okay. But sometimes we require ourselves to do the scariest thing, because that's going to give you so much. Is it self-confidence or self-worth or self-assuredness in the future things that are scary?
Exactly. You're on the right path. You're taking steps towards the right direction. And then the universe rewards you with what you wanted.
That's my little thought for the day. I hope Vivian feels better soon.
Yeah, me too. I wanted to tell you a story about her, and I'll do that next week. And I also have an appointment for me and Viv. So that's kind of exciting. So I'll tell you about that as well.
Okay. Don't forget, Soul Sisters Colgate Max White Ultra is half price in Tesco for another week until the 2nd of June. So make sure you pop in and get your discount. Oh, and before we go, I almost forgot to mention, Marianne Williamson is going to be in the Talbot Hotel in Stillorgan this Friday from 7 p.m. Marianne Williamson, a New York Times best-selling author. Of course, she wrote the amazing quote, "Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure." That's going to be an incredible night, and tickets are available now on seminars.ie.